Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, it's football season, it's baseball season. We talk hockey, though, right now, because it's always a season to help, I guess. And we do that here in Pittsburgh. We love hockey here in Pittsburgh. Monique and Jocelyn Lamoureux join us here. They're in town doing a bunch of great things, coupled with Comcast. Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Good, thanks for having us.
Yeah, not a problem at all. Now, you're involved in this initiative with Comcast. Why don't you first let us know what you got going on?
So we're here with the Internet Essentials program. It's a broadband adoption program for low-income Americans. And so we started working with the program last year and have gone all over the country to bring awareness around it and the digital divide. And I think it's a basic assumption that everyone has access to the Internet, and that's just simply not the case. And so we go around the country during the back-to-school time and help bring awareness around it. And we've done a lot of laptop giveaways and provide Internet access to communities and neighborhoods that otherwise wouldn't have access to it. So it's a lot of fun. It's really making a difference in these communities around the country.
How's this spin off of what you guys did when you started your foundation? I think it was last year back home in North Dakota.
We just started about a month ago officially. Okay. It's been like a year in progress. But basically, after traveling with Comcast, it really opened our eyes to a lot of inequities that so many kids face just in their day-to-day lives, and especially at school. And so it really just inspired us to do more in our community back home on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, do you think that part of this, and I know I probably fall into this, the stuff that we see as defaults in life, like, oh, we just have that, you know? And my kids, they get a laptop from their school, and they, or it's an iPad, really. They get an iPad from their school, it's connected, they turn it on at home, and bang, it comes up. The defaults and the things that we sort of take for granted that we just have, you can't even relate sometimes to some of these people that don't have it.
Absolutely. I mean, you think applying for a job, most places you have to do it online, applying for college, doing your homework now, it's a necessity to have the internet. And it's that basic assumption that everybody has it or has access to it or has a tool to access it.
Right.
And it's really just not the case. And so how could you possibly expect elementary school or middle school kid to reach their full potential in their education if they don't have those tools? And so they're starting behind when they don't have the same opportunities that every other kid has.
Well, imagine it when your Wi-Fi goes out at your house and it feels like all of a sudden
it's the end of the world.
Right. Yeah. you're back in a foreign country competing in the Olympics and we don't have Wi-Fi and all that stuff. But you both, obviously, your experience at the international level is why people know who you are. I mean, just talk about the experience of being able to do this with each other. I mean, not just winning gold medals and scoring gold medal winning goals, but doing it with your twin sister on the ice with you.
Well, that's always been our experience growing up, and I think that's what makes our story, I guess, a little bit more unique. Being in a team sport it's always been we and us. It's never been me and I, and it's just how it's always been. Growing up, it's always been a dream to make the team together, to make Team USA together, win gold medals together. It's never just been about one of us individually. And so on top of that, just to do all these things where we get to go make a difference in communities and use our voice together and collaboratively has just been part of, you know, what we've kind of always wanted, but it's just been, made our experiences more special.
Jocelyn and Monique Lamoureux joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Okay, so I have 8-year-old twins, boy-girl twins, and they participate in little hockey. You know, they go up, and we'll go up to the Lemieux Center, which I don't know if you've been there, with the Penguins practice facility. It's unbelievable. They have two rinks side by side. How much pride do you take in maybe from the time that you started playing to whenever, if it was, well, you were a good girl, you get mixed in and you play with the boys too. Mm-hmm. Now there are just a lot of teams from the time, I mean, my kids are 6 years old, that are just indigenous to girls teams. Is that when you look at it and you say, okay, we made enormous strides?
I think just in our time on the national team, which is kind of becoming a long time now, we're just going over 10 years in the national team program now, and you're starting to see it. So us old players now, most of us grew up playing on all boys teams up until about high school, and now you're starting to see the newer national team players or the U18 players, they're all growing up playing in girls hockey programs. So you're starting to see that at the national team level. So it's showing the growth and the caliber of girls hockey programs that have grown just in the last like 10 years. It's been amazing, and hopefully our 2018 Olympic run really inspired the next generation of girls hockey players, just like the 98 team inspired so many of us.
What's your take on how USA Hockey has, because I get the magazine every month because my kid's enrolled in USA Hockey. How have they done instituting the development program? You know, we see it's completely different from when we were kids playing hockey and you'd have to skate the full length of the ice and you'd have a clump of kids surrounding the puck in the corner. And now you get the cross ice games going. It's how has USA Hockey done in developing the game, you think, in the U.S. specifically?
Well, I think the ADM model is a very good program that allows, you know, programs all over the country and coaches who maybe didn't grow up in the game but want to coach their kids. It gives them a template to run a practice. And you see it all, like, in all sports now, like picturing a young kid playing on a full-grown tennis court. It's the same thing with hockey. And then add on, you know, they don't necessarily have the skating ability, and then you get the one good skater when he or she is 8 years old and they're able to skate all over the rink, which is just not, you know, that's not helping that individual player. So I think the ADM model is a really good model, and I think you're seeing other countries follow suit. But it's really just exciting to see you're getting more players playing because of that, and it's built to be inclusive. It's including more players, and it's not just it's just growing the game, and it's making hockey for everyone.
Tell us.
Seeing, like, just more and more skilled players. I think obviously you're seeing it at the NHL level, but the skill level in women's hockey every year, I think, just keeps getting better and better. So it's also making that top echelon of players. You're starting to see that group is growing as well.
The Lamoureux twins joining us here on the Fan Morning Show for a couple more minutes. Great initiative they have with Comcast going on in the city. Be sure to check that out. When did you realize, okay, this is something? Was it like when you went to Shattuck, when you were growing up? Like, all right, I'm not just pretty good. I'm really, really good.
Well, then our goal as when we were younger, it was to go to the Olympics. And mm-hmm. So that was always our goal. And I don't think we ever believed anything different. But when we went to Shattuck, there was four of us that play freshmen that were playing on the under 19 team. And I think when we went to Shattuck and really saw the impact that we had right away in the program, I think we realized, okay, this isn't attainable. And it really gave us like a timeline as to when we thought we could make a national team. And I mean, we going to Shattuck, I think we'll always say it was one of the best opportunities we've ever had as hockey players and as students. And that I think we're forever indebted into that program and what Coach Stafford was able to do for us. So it's that place holds a special place in our heart.
Did you happen to see Phil Kessel bouncing around at any of those places, considering that Amanda went there?
I don't think we did. He was already at university, I think.
Is he as weird as people think that he is or not?
You know what? I think Pittsburgh did a great job embracing him. Like, yeah. He had a tough time in Boston and Toronto, and I just, their fans are hard on him. Pittsburgh just embraced him, and look what he did. I mean,
he was one of us. I agree. Yeah. I think it you know, kind of ended a little bit bad, but you know the guy has quirks going into it. He's just a different sort of bird.
Yeah, you just let him be him, and he produced.
Well, how do you two fit in? Because you're twins. So everybody looks at you and say, oh, well, they're probably essentially the same person. But you're not. You have distinct personalities, obviously. How do you fit into the team dynamic? Like, you know, we were talking, joking about Sid off the air, and then we bring up Phil, and those are two distinct personalities. In the locker room, how do each of you sort of fit different roles when you're in the room with the team?
Well, to be honest, I'll give you a small anecdote. We just got back from maternity leave, so we came back from our first camp. So we played in our first games 2 weeks ago since the Olympics. So it'd been like a year and a half since we had played in a game. And in that year and a half, the player pool has become younger, and someone's talking about the aux cord, like who has the aux for the music in the locker room. And I was like, oh, are we going to play that new Ed Sheeran CD? And one of the younger girls goes, you mean Ed Sheeran? And she goes, did you just say CD? I was like, album, whatever. Like, put the iPod. And then I said,
just play
iPod.
The music.
I said, yeah. iPod. And everyone's just like, so I don't contribute anything to the music.
So you're there. Like the established veterans now then.
Yeah, our moms, I guess. I mean, before we were moms, I feel like people were calling me mom. In a way, so it's fitting now. But yeah, I would say we're definitely veterans. I feel like when we were the younger ones on the team, us two and Hillary Knight, we were the youngest ones on the 2010 team. And I remember we're like, God, some of those, they're so old.
And now we're those players. So I love it. It's so much fun to be back in the locker room, and if whatever way we're contributing, whether it's through laughter because they're laughing at us or with us, it's fine with me.
Be sure to check it out, InternetEssentials.com, the Lamoureux Twins. Thank you so very much for joining us. It's a program which is the nation's largest, most comprehensive, and most successful low-income broadband adoption initiative. Now we'll have double the number of eligible low-income households, including those with people with disabilities and seniors, and you're here to help them out in Pittsburgh, coupling with Comcast. Thank you so very much this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah,
great work, ladies.
Really do appreciate it. And we are a hockey town 24/7. I mean, we talk a lot of hockey here in Pittsburgh. Sid had something to do with that. Well, a lottery had something to do with that, I think. And then Sid had something to
that
do
helped,
with that.
Yeah.
So, but thank you so very much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.